So welcome everybody in the new year. I'm going to mute everybody so we don't get overtones. So in the new year for the old timers, this is going to be a little bit of a review of basic principles. For the newcomers, I just want to mention a few Feldenkrais gems. First, to change what you do, become aware of what you do. To become aware of what you do, slow down, do very little, and be curious about what you do unintentionally as well as intentionally. The slower and smaller the movement, the more awareness possible. And so it becomes easier to feel what you're holding on to that you don't need to be holding on to. Yeah, so if you slow things down and go very small, it gives you some spaciousness, more room for paying attention to what you're doing. You can then let it go, meaning reduce the effort, especially in parts of you that aren't doing the movement. So even though we may be addressing one small part, it's always about the whole person. Jackie is here. Okay. So this particular lesson addresses the relation between the neck, the head, the eyes and the shoulders, and ultimately your whole self. Before we start the lesson proper, I want to ask you to do something, which is put your hand on your shoulder. Just put your hand on your shoulder. This is just about, if you look around, if you're sitting there, you look around. Maybe not everybody has their hand on the same place. Where do you think your shoulder is? Maybe we don't all think our shoulder is in the same place. Just remember where you put your hand right at this moment for when we come back to this later. And now you can go ahead and lie down. Please lie on your back and be aware of what the change of position enables you to let go of. When you're lying on your back, you're no longer having to hold yourself up in gravity. And usually before a lesson, we take time to do what they call a scan, to scan yourself. So first off, notice what parts you're comfortable, that are comfortable giving themselves into the ground. What lets go easily? And also what parts are hesitant, maybe are still standing up or still running around or still holding themselves up in gravity. Including your mind. Now, notice your overall contact with the floor. Take yourself in as a whole self lying on the floor. By the way, feel free to have your knees up if you're more comfortable that way, or to have your legs long if you're more comfortable that way, and to go back and forth between them. Feldenkrais's middle name is easy and comfortable and pleasant. So which parts of you contact the floor with the most strength or force or weight. Maybe your pelvis. Maybe your head. Maybe you feel that strong contact with your head. Maybe your heels. Maybe the backs of your shoulders. And just compare the amount of push into the floor of those parts. And then be aware of the parts that are light, that have space between them and the floor. It might, for some of you, that might be behind your waist, behind your knees, and probably most of you behind your neck, in that space between the shoulders and the head, probably airy. Bring attention in particular to your pelvis and just be aware of its size, the width of it and the height of it. It's the biggest bone in our person. And be aware, does one side seem to contact the floor more strongly than the other side? Does it feel like your pelvis is turned a little bit? And where on the pelvis is there most contact? Higher up, lower down? And then bring your attention to your shoulder area and the ribs that lie behind the shoulders and the whole rib, the whole ribs, the whole shoulder rib area. And its volume, its width, the difference between the two sides of your shoulders. You have one shoulder that accesses the floor more strongly. And do your shoulders and upper spine feel also maybe more weighted toward one side, more turned? And does that correspond to the pelvis? Or is it opposite? And then bring your attention to your head. This is a very heavy part. Heavy, bony skull. And do you feel the weight of it? Can you let the weight of your head give into the floor? That will involve a little bit of letting go in the neck. Where on your head is the point of contact? Low down, high up. And then finally get a sense that you're breathing. And that breathing means that you're always moving. Just get a sense of what that movement is, what changes, how it changes your contact with the floor, how it changes your shape. And now, gently please, this is the segue into the lesson proper. Please gently roll your head on that point of contact, left and right, just a little bit, maybe an inch. See if you can do that without adding any muscular effort in the neck. What is the least amount of effort you can use to very gently roll your head a little bit left and right? Be aware of the quality of that, very light, very smooth. And then go a little further so you get out of that smooth quality and you start to be making an effort. And then keep going until you can feel that you're stretching, that there's this feeling of stretchiness there. So it's like a scale from nothing too stretchy. And then come back to that middle range. That, and feel how your neck lets go when you come back to that middle range. And that's the quality for the newcomers. It's that middle range of non-stretchy, almost no effort, light and pleasurable. That's what we're after in all of the movement in Feldenkrais. So here's one of my favorite experiments, which the old timers will remember. Please take your right hand and put your fingers in the middle of your forehead. Just lay your fingers in the middle of your forehead. And now you're going to use your hand to turn your head to the left. So what you do is your fingers very gently move the skin on your forehead to the left. Your fingers are on your forehead. The right hand fingers are on your forehead with the fingers pointing left. The fingers are pointing left. You move the skin and then the skin picks up the skull and it turns your head and you come back and you start all over again. Your fingers just gently move the skin of over your skull. And then they can't go any further, so it starts to move your skull. It's just like your skull is a bowling ball. And do that several times until you get the idea of what this movement is. And then do it as you're doing it. Become aware of whether you can let go of any muscular tonus, muscular effort in your neck, so that it's your hand that's totally creating the movement while you're making an effort to let go of any effort in your neck. So your right hand is turning your head to the left, only to the left, only to the left and back to the middle. And you're breathing, of course. Your jaw is relaxed. That's it. And then put your right hand down by your side again. And put the fingers of your left hand on your forehead. And you'll do the same thing with those fingers turning your head to the right. So the fingers pick up the skin. When that's as far as it can, it moves the skull. And is this side harder or easier than the first side? It will give you a clue about what your tendency is, which way of turning your head you tend more to do. And that kind of information is always interesting. We don't want to change it. We just want to be aware of it. Slowly, slowly, very small. Let go of anything in your neck. So it's just your hand that's doing the movement. All right, and then bring your hand back to the side and we'll be done with that. The next little series of movements are going to be very, very small. We're just dealing with the head and the eyes right now. So if you want to bring your feet up to standing and back, you know, do that as much as you like. If you need to, sometimes with this relaxing stuff, you need to kind of adjust a little bit. Feel free to do whatever makes you comfortable. So now you're going to turn your head again. And this time open your eyes and not using your hand, turn your head so that your eyes. What do your eyes do when you turn your head? Do they go with your head? Do they stay in the center? Have them go with your head. And once you get the hang of that, the eyes are like scanning the ceiling, staying in the easy range. What's happening in your neck? Can you let go of any additional unnecessary muscular tonus in your neck as you do that? that may have increased because you started using your eyes. This is good stuff to become aware of. The eyes are really important, and they lead a lot of what we do, and they invite attention. Okay, so let that one go. Leave your head in place and just have your eyes scan left and right. Slowly, and you're noticing, is it jerky? Is it smooth? Did you pick up any muscular tonus in your neck? Did you stop breathing? Did you hold your breath in order to do that? It's the same principle, very small, very slow. We're just working all these separate pieces to put it back together again. Okay, so now fix your eyes on a point on the ceiling and again, turn your head left and right, very small. But your eyes stay fixed. This might be new information for your brain. This might be learning a new neurological pattern. So take your time getting used to it until you start to get the hang of it. And then go back to paying attention to, are you breathing? And what's happening in your neck? Keep softening. The neck, the shoulders as well. All right. So go back to having your head and eyes turn together. And see if that feels a little bit with a little bit more of an improved quality, a little bit lighter. Easier quality. And let that go. And just lie there in whatever position is comfortable for you. Take a rest. In Feldenkrais, we rest a lot, and it's not because we're doing any strenuous physical activity. It's a rest for the brain, because we are the kind of focus and the kind of attention that we're giving. It can be tiring. So we're letting go of the mind. And also, we're also giving the mind a chance to integrate the new information. So we're just having a rest after we did rest on the back, after we did a series of movements of the eyes in relation to moving the head. Now, please, very slowly, a teeny amount, lift your right shoulder. What does that mean to you? Lift your right shoulder from the floor. Your arm stays still. You're not lifting your arm. Your arm is staying lying on the floor. You're just lifting your shoulder from the floor. That's it. And is this the same shoulder that you touched before? I mean, is this your same definition of shoulder, or is this now, you have a different understanding now in doing this of what shoulder means? Just feel what happens to the shoulder blade, feel what happens to the neck. Again, can you let go anything you don't need in your neck? And let that go. Actually, try that a few more times, but do it while you turn your head a little bit to the left. And see if turning your head a little bit to the left while you lift your right shoulder makes it a little easier to lift that shoulder and gives you a little bit more range. And let that go. Take a few breaths, a short rest. Some of these rests are going to be mini rests. Bring your right arm straight out in front of you. That means your hand is going to be as if you're reaching for the ceiling with your right hand. Good. Everybody got that? You're lifting your right arm so your right hand is up toward the ceiling. Good. Now, lift your shoulder in this position. Make it very, very small, slow movement of lifting your shoulder. And is this the same shoulder? Is this the same definition that of the shoulder, or do you now have another idea of what the shoulder is? And please, how are you breathing? Are you breathing in or out when you lift the shoulder? Try breathing out. As you exhale, the shoulder blade lightens and slightly lifts. And then see if you can coordinate that with your breathing. And what the exhale does is it softens your chest a little bit. You exhale, you reach, you lift. You're not reaching, you're just lifting the shoulder. The arm is not doing anything. The only effort is in the shoulder. And see what happens if you point your hand more toward your feet and you lift with your arm on a little bit of a diagonal toward your feet. How does that change things? How does that change how the shoulder blade slides over the ribs? And then you can try having your hand point a little bit more toward your head, toward the wall behind you, and just get a sense of these possibilities. And then put your arm down and rest for a minute. How is that right shoulder feeling compared to the left? How's the right side of the face feel compared to the left? All right, bring your right arm back up into the air. The same movement, only this time intentionally turn your head to the left as you lift the shoulder. In fact, open your eyes and look at your thumb and intentionally turn your head. What happens then? If you intentionally turn your head while you're looking at your thumb and lifting your shoulder, does that do anything to the quality? Does that give you more range? And how is this different than when you just lifted your shoulder without having your arm in the air? It's engaging more of your ribs. It's engaging, maybe it's engaging your spine a little bit. All right, put your arm down and rest. I want to say a little bit about resting. While you rest there and you're scanning yourself a little bit, you're checking yourself out, you're learning from yourself here. And you know yourself better than I know you. So please Listen to your own sense of when you've had enough of something, when you need to rest. If I haven't said rest and you're going, hey, this really hurts, or this is uncomfortable, please take your own rest. Here's something my teacher, Elizabeth Berenger, said. It takes a long time to get the idea of working within your limits. We're so accustomed to pushing those limits, especially in exercise programs. Here, we're going for the ability to listen to oneself, to listen to what the limits actually are in an ongoing way. So that's one of the words of wisdom to follow, that you listen to yourself. Let's do one more thing with the shoulder and the arms and the head. So lift both your arms, please, in front of you. Bring your palms together like in a prayer, or you can also have your fingers clasped. I find that a little bit easier. So you're making a triangle between your arms and your back. And now, same thing. Lift the right shoulder. Your arm, your elbows are as straight as you can manage it. That's it. Your elbows are straight, so you have a, so the whole thing, the whole triangle is making a one piece. So see, you can just lift that shoulder, or you could think that in lifting the shoulder, you're turning the whole triangle to the left. You're tilting, you can lift the right shoulder and have the idea that it's that your arms, your head, your shoulders are one piece. And by lifting the shoulder, you're moving the whole thing. So you're putting more weight on, you can think of pressing the left shoulder a little bit into the floor. The right shoulder lifts from the floor, the head, have your eyes focused on your thumbs so that your head and your eyes turn with that lifting of your shoulder. Is everybody getting this? You lift the right shoulder, or you can think of it as taking the whole triangle. Feel what happens in your back. It's like your shoulders and arms are turning your head and your neck, so you don't really need much effort in your neck. It's really the whole thing is being turned by the effort of that right shoulder. Yeah? See if you can get the feeling of ease with that, where now you should be feeling this lower down in the back than before. So shoulder is now reaching into the ribs that are below. You can feel that below the shoulder blades, yeah? Is this making sense? Right shoulder lifts. Left shoulder, you feel the pressure of the left shoulder in the ground. That's it. That's nice. You come back. Very good. All right, good. Put your arms down. Lengthen your legs. Take another rest. Take yourself in, your whole self. Are you feeling a difference between the right and the left side? It would be hard to imagine that you're not. So just let that difference be there. We will even it out later. Right now, we want to feel the effects of what we're doing. We want to feel that difference. Here's another quote from another teacher. As I mature, I develop a certain self-image, including ideas of what I can and can't do. But it has nothing to do with what I can actually do. The self-image is smaller than myself. And what happens with these ATMs is that the old self-image begins to dissolve. All right. Please now have your left leg long and your right knee up in the air so that you're kind of standing on your right foot. And push your right foot against the floor in such a way that you can roll yourself so that your weight is on the left side of your pelvis. You use your right foot to push into the floor. It lifts the right side of your pelvis. So you have a little roll onto the left side of your pelvis. The right knee stays pointed to the ceiling. You push the right foot. The right side of the pelvis lifts, and it's like you're pouring your weight onto the left side of your pelvis. Just not so big, just small. It's just the pelvis for now. Later, we'll get to the whole thing. So just that sensation of, just as we isolated the head, by pushing with your foot, can you create an action in your pelvis? Can you push with your foot enough so that it lifts the right side of your pelvis? If you push the left side of your pelvis into the ground, it might give you an imagine that you're turning. Imagine that the pelvis is turning. It'll give you a little assistance on that. You push your foot into the ground. It's like the upper leg lengthens, it lifts the right side of your pelvis. Right, and do that until it feels like this is a nice, comfortable thing to do. You could do this all day. It's small enough that it's comfortable. It's like a rocking motion. You don't want to do a lot of stretchy, pushy stuff, just a rocking. You push, you rock your pelvis over to the left, you come back, you put your right side of your pelvis back on the floor. You take a couple of breaths to rest in between each one. You go again, you push with the right foot. It lifts the right side of your pelvis. Is there anything else I can say to make it clear for anybody who's not getting it? You're pushing your right hip in, your right foot into the floor in order to encourage the turning of the pelvis. And how high up your spine can you feel that? And you're coming back and resting between each one. Make sure you're taking a rest. All right, now bring your arms up into that triangle again. Repeat the movement of pushing with your foot to tilt your pelvis, and at the same time, lift your right shoulder so that you're also tilting your arms. And then you're coming back. So you're now using, instead of just using your shoulder, you're using your pelvis to turn your head. So see if you can let go of your neck. See if you can make a connection between the pelvis and the bottom half of you. See if you can make a connection through your spine from the pelvis to the shoulders. And again, check out your breathing, of course. And again, see if you can let go of your neck. You can have your eyes open to look at your hand, your thumbs, if that helps you. Looks really nice. No effort in your left arm. See if you can feel how now, with this connection between the bottom of and the top, the ribs in the middle of your back are now also active. Below the shoulder blades. Rest between each one. This is a lesson for the neck. So stay aware of how your whole self is now supporting the turning of your head. And then when you feel like you've got that pretty well, and you don't need to get the pleasure of doing any more of them, you can let everything go and rest again. And now, take a nice break. Let everything go again. This is going to be as if the difference between resting when you know you're about to start doing something again and resting when you have all the time in the world and you don't have to do anything. Let this be the second kind of rest, where you won't have to move for a long time. And enjoy the resting. Enjoy the sense of yourself lying on the floor. Use your mind's eye and your kinesthetic and your somatic sense to take yourself in and see what has changed since the beginning of the lesson. What's giving itself to the floor, what's not giving itself to the floor. I mean, what's clearly going to be noticeable are the difference between the sides. So how about your pelvis? Can you feel a difference between the two sides of your pelvis? Maybe one is wider or higher or bigger or lighter. Are you turned a little bit in the pelvis? Bring your attention to your shoulders. What's going on there? What's your sense of your shoulders? Or what's your sense of your right shoulder compared to your left shoulder? Higher, does one feel higher up than the other? Does one feel heavier than the other? Wider? Does one feel wider than the other? And how about your head? The weight of your head, the lightness or heaviness of your head. And once again, gently roll your head side to side and see if this imbalanced half of a lesson that we just did makes it smoother and easier to roll to one side than the other. We're going to do the other side. And we'll go through the same series on the other side. And we'll take it slowly, the same idea of exploring each move slowly. But you'll find that you'll get it faster on the second side because you won't need to relearn each movement. The brain has already gotten the new pattern. It's already understood what the pattern is, so you won't have to take the same amount of time learning the pattern. Once the brain has learned a new pattern, it has it. And that knowledge then simply transfers over to the other side. So let's do a little bit of review. Take your right hand, put it on your forehead, turn your head to the left a couple of times. Just remember how that feels. Make sure that nothing has retonist in your neck, and then do the left side. This is not a, this is just a couple, a reminder. And then put your hands down, open your eyes, and just run your eyes right and left a couple of times, making sure that your neck is easy. You're not engaging your neck when you move your eyes. And then just turn your eyes and your head together. Again, letting go of your neck. I really find with this lesson that it works the best if during the whole lesson, we continue to bring attention to letting go of the neck. And then I think it works. All right, so please now lift your left shoulder. Your arms are lying on the floor. Just lift, gently, gently lift your left shoulder. See how this compares to the other side. Very light, very soft, very small. Leaving your neck free. You can try turning your head to the right while you lift your left and see if you can, as you do that, let go as much as you can, except for that combination of lifting the left shoulder, turning the head a little bit with only the muscular effort you need. Let that go. Bring your left arm up into the air toward the ceiling. And in this position now, lift your left shoulder. So we did lifting the left shoulder with your arm lying on the side. And now we're doing lifting the left shoulder with your arm toward the ceiling, and see what that engages there in your shoulder blade. See if you can let your neck go as you do that. Are you breathing? You can explore the position a little bit with your arm reaching a little toward your, with your arm facing your feet or your arm facing your head, and just feel in those changed positions what happens there in your shoulder. See if you can make that movement of the shoulder blade against the ribs very light. Almost like a breath. Make sure you're breathing. And then intentionally open your eyes and focus on your thumb. And as you lift that left shoulder, turn your head a little bit to the right. And see if that enables a little bit more lift in that left shoulder and a little bit of a smoother. Feel how that starts to engage down your spine. And of course, you come back after each move, take a little rest, and do it again. You know, I sometimes do this rather than with my hand lifted, with that hand on my shoulder. You can do it kind of with the elbow up. That's it, sure. And just keep your eyes open, turn your head, and the same thing. Feel how that works down your back. Go slowly. Good, good, good. Take a little rest. It's a mini pause. Does this left side seem easier than the right side? Can you tell which is your habitually comfortable side to turn toward? Is it easier to turn your head one way than the other? Try turning your head again. and see if one side feels easier than the other. And is it the same with your shoulders? Or does your head turn more easily in the opposite direction than your shoulders? So that there's a kind of compensation up and down your spine. These are all interesting things to be noticing, not necessarily to do anything about any of it. All right, bring your two arms up and make a triangle as best you can there. And in this position, with your eyes open, lift your left shoulder so that it starts to turn the whole triangle to the right. Lift your left shoulder, press your right shoulder into the ground a little bit, and feel how that moves the whole triangle. Your eyes are focused on your thumb, so your head, your shoulder, and your eyes are all part of the same thing. You can totally let your neck go. Nothing is needed in the neck. All the effort is happening in the left shoulder, and maybe you'll feel it a little bit in lower in the ribs. But you want this to be easy, easy, and light. You want this to be very light. Is this side more difficult or easier? The initiation is in the left shoulder. It's good. Let that go. Put your arms down by your side. Take a little rest. Are things starting to even up? Things starting to even up in your shoulders, your chest. Do you feel a difference in the volume of your ribs or the width of your shoulders? Please bring your left leg, your left knee up so your left foot is standing. And this is, we'll just do a little Feldenkrais trick, which is see if you can imagine, rather than actually doing it, see if you can imagine, because you did it on the other side, imagine your left foot pressing into the floor so that it lifts the left side of your pelvis and the weight pours over onto the right side of your pelvis. So did your brain get enough of that experience so that you can imagine doing it on this side? The left foot presses into the floor, the knee stays straight, the left pelvis starts to lift, and the right side of the pelvis presses into the floor, starts to turn the spine, and you come back. So imagine that one or two more times. And then just do it once and see how it goes. See if from imagining it, you were able to get the pattern. That's nice. That looks good. Just do that once or twice. And then go ahead and bring your arms up into that V position and press your left foot into the floor, lifting the left side of the pelvis, lifting the left shoulder, and having the whole thing go. For the moment, we're keeping the knee straight. You're not letting the knee tilt. For the moment, you're by leaving the knee straight, it lengthens your spine. If you tilt it, it rolls your spine. If you leave the knee straight and press with the foot, you can feel the length of your spine and the connection between the pelvis and the shoulder. So we took what? So do this as long as you like, just as you rest when you're ready to rest. You can also keep exploring something longer than my words suggest. I'm ready to have you rest. If you want to do a few more, please feel free. So we took what? Maybe half an hour on the first side. And we took 5 minutes on the second side. And that's because the brain already got it. I want to read you something else here. There's one last thing, one last fun thing of rolling side to side. Okay, so Feldenkrais understood before there was a word for it. While I'm reading, you can be checking yourself out, seeing if the two sides are balanced. What's giving to the floor, letting things go. Feldenkrais understood before there was a word for it that the brain, rather than the muscles, was the core of our moving. The brain can, quote, heal by finding alternative neurological and muscular pathways for the performance of action. In other words, he understood neuroplasticity back in the 40s before there was a word for it. And he found that a quiet exploratory process rather than goal-oriented movement enabled the mind to develop new patterns in the same way that babies learn. So the brain can sense more easily, can feel, see, visualize more easily when the senses are less stimulated. So in other words, this is the Fechner law that Feldenkrais people talk about. If you have a box, you're carrying a box and a fly lands on it, you don't feel that extra weight. But if you're carrying a feather and a fly lands on it, whoa, you can feel it. So that's the principle of this going slow and small. It's because you're more sensitive to what's going on. The structure of the lessons themselves creates a conversation between sensing and feeling, visualizing, imagining. So the process itself is geared to enable us to become more aware of our habitual ways of moving. All right, that's the big introductory Feldenkrais piece for today's lesson. Please bring both legs to standing. Make the triangle with your arms. And now alternate moving that triangle to the right. Your both knees are up now. And you alternate left side and right. So when you press your right foot into the floor and your right shoulder lifts, you go to the left. You press your left foot in the floor, the left shoulder lifts, you go to the right. And your head and your eyes are following your hands. Your knees are staying straight up. Please see what happens if you don't let your head and eyes go with the movement. Be very, very careful in the neck. Keep your head and your eyes in the center and have everything below it move. And very intentionally let go of any muscular tension in the neck. This has to be soft and slow. and then come back to having everything going together again. And now go ahead and let your knees tilt. You don't have to keep them straight now, so you can really, really go as close to the floor as you want to. You push with one foot, you lift the shoulder, you rock to one side, your eyes follow your thumb, your neck is easy, make sure your breathing is easy, your neck is easy. Now we're up to pleasure. We don't care if you get the movement exact. We're up for the enjoyment of the move. You push with one foot to tilt. If you push with your right foot, both legs will tilt to the right. You can tilt to the left. When you push with your left foot and you lift your left shoulder, both legs can tilt toward the floor to the right. When you push with your right foot and you tilt both legs to the left, that's it, there you go. So you're just rocking. You're just having a nice rock side to side. And you can go a little faster. David Zemek-Burson, who's one of the major trainers here, he says, go 50% faster, go plop, 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 plop. I always find that really funny. So whatever feels good here. Making and checking yourself out as you go. Are you holding on to anything you don't need to hold on to? Maybe your elbows don't have to be so straight anymore. Maybe your knees can be a little further apart. Wonderful. And then when you've had enough of that, please put everything down and have a rest. Take yourself in there. Take your whole self in. Just feel yourself. You know, with Feldenkrais, it's a practice. It's not a pill. It doesn't fix you. But each little lesson is a little bit, we get a little bit more comfortable. We feel a little bit better. So it's about learning gradually, getting to know myself well enough to start feeling confident. And also to know myself well enough that I can start figuring out what I'm doing that's causing discomfort. So I'm not going to go through the whole scan because we're pretty much out of time. But just go back and feel your pelvis again, shoulders, your head. The width of your whole trunk, the volume of your trunk, the sense of length, the sense of breath. Maybe even the sense of some change in the length of your legs. Maybe the two sides of your face. take your time to come up to sitting and all the way to standing. And feel yourself in standing. It surprised me with this lesson how much change I felt in standing. Walk around a little bit. And that's the end of this lesson, which doesn't have a name.